this is my weekly podcast, Adventures with Postpartum Depression, a show dedicated to sharing stories and spreading awareness about maternal mood disorders. For show notes and more information, please go to my website, ppdadventures.com. There's also a Facebook page, facebook.com/ppdadventures. And now, on to the show. Hello, adventurers! This is episode 46, and it is the last episode that I will be doing before I go on summer vacation. I'm not anywhere close to being done with this podcast. I feel like this podcast is just getting started, and I have big plans for the new season. I'm going to just call it season two because, you know what, it's my podcast. I get to decide these things. So when I'm back in the fall, I have lots of great ideas for episodes, but I need a break. You got to keep things fun in life, and it just felt, and you also have, I know I need to practice listening to my intuition, and it's something I've been working on getting in touch with, especially since I had postpartum depression, and my intuition is telling me, take a break, just take a couple months, because I'm working really hard to finish up my memoir, which is also called Adventures with Postpartum Depression, because once you find a title you like, you stick with it, okay? And at least that's what I do. Rather than try to come up with two titles. My God, I can't even. But it's just I only have so many hours in the day, and the podcast does take a huge chunk of time scheduling interviews and, you know, figuring out childcare. So I just decided that any effort I would do for that, I need to use for the memoir right now. So for those of you who haven't listened or haven't heard, I'm writing a memoir. I've been writing that way before I started this podcast. I started it, I think, when I was still recovering. I had postpartum depression. I had my daughter Pippa in March 2013, and I was diagnosed 4 months later in July with postpartum depression. Spent 4 nights in the hospital. Thought I was recovered at that point. Really wasn't. It was a longer road to recovery. But I started writing this book, I want to say, November 2013, maybe December, before I had even told people, when I was still really deeply ashamed of what had happened to me and that I'd had this illness and that I had been the 1 out of 7 or 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 5, whatever statistic you want to listen to. I personally think it's like 1 out of 5. But I was still so ashamed, and I couldn't wrap my mind around actually publishing a book about postpartum depression with my name, which I'm totally going to do. But I just knew I had to write it. I'd written the first draft of a novel before I had Pippa. And every time I tried to work on revisions, I just ended up opening a new document and writing, like, just things about postpartum depression. Nothing that I would have published or shared, but I just felt compelled to write. Like, it was like this presence in me that had to be addressed first. So I started writing the memoir, and I started this podcast just over a year ago. Happy birthday, podcast. You're 1 year old. You're so old. Look at you. But I started the podcast for two inspirations. One, I was just getting a support group started back, and I hadn't found a home yet for that support group. I was actually scared of trying to find a home for it and making the weekly commitment to having the support group. But I felt like, you know, it's really tough for moms to get out of the house with their new baby, especially when they're dealing, just for any mom, but especially throwing some depression or anxiety, that it just becomes, it feels impossible. So I started this podcast as a way to just have a support group out there, a type of support group for moms who can't make it to a support group. And then I realized, as I thought about it, like, my husband's from rural Nebraska, from a very, very small town. There's no postpartum depression support group. So there isn't, even if you wanted, even if it wouldn't work with nap time, it's just not there. So this is for people who are living in parts of the world who can't, who just, there is no support group where people aren't talking about this yet. This is for moms who live in cities with support groups, or just even towns that happen to have one, but you just, for whatever reason, can't get out of the house. And this is for moms who are able, who are advocates, and this is their passion, and they can make it to, you know, support groups, and they're reading books, and they're writing articles themselves, but you want more, more, more. So this is for all of you. And this is, I actually recently found the reviews on iTunes for the podcast. I didn't even realize people had left reviews. Thank you so much for leaving reviews. And there was a dad who wrote a review, and oh, I love you for doing that. So yeah, write a review on iTunes because that helps people find the podcast. And you can write reviews, I'm sure, in other places, but really, let's come on. It's a podcast. iTunes is the granddaddy and mother and mayor president of podcasts. So if you want to help people find the podcast, head over to iTunes and write a review. And, you know, good things will happen to you, right? I think they will. Good things are going to happen to you even if you don't write a review. It's okay. I understand. So I wanted to do one more episode before going into summer hiatus. And then, of course, I was totally planning to do this in early June, and then life happened. And as life does, lots of just uncontrollable events were happening. Nathan's grandpa got sick and died. And it just was like, I couldn't add this to my to-do list. I had to, like, bring it in and go down to essentials. And sometimes you just have to do your best every day. And sometimes your best does not fit in a podcast recording. So sorry that this took, you know, until early July to come out, but we do our best every day. And that's all you have to do. Just what your best is on any given day, just do that. And that is good enough. And I love the book Postpartum Depression for Dummies. Oh my God, I almost forgot to talk about it. So before I go on summer hiatus, I want to tell you about, I was mentioning Postpartum Depression for Dummies just now because it has an idea in the book was about writing to-do lists and writing a daily to-do list that was really simple that like could include something like take a shower and only putting like three things on the list so that at the end of the day, you could have a sense of like, oh my gosh, I have control of my life. I'm in charge. And the book also had this great idea about making a master to-do list and putting everything you needed to get done on that list and then putting it in a drawer and only looking at it every couple of weeks and not freaking yourself out about the big things because like they don't when you have a baby, that's a lot. And like getting that baby's diaper changed and their butt clean and helping them take naps. I mean, babies don't even know how to sleep. They don't even know how to burp. You have to do everything for them. So put all that shit that you are creating, that you are thinking up, like thank you cards. Like I never did them. Okay. Go ahead. You have my permission. Take them off the to-do list. And if there is someone who is holding a grudge against you because you didn't send a thank you card for that cute onesie they got you at Target, that's their problem. That is not your problem. Don't worry about it. Like they need to have some compassion and understanding, or they can just go deal with it on themselves and they can go get a therapist and figure out their own shit. That is not your problem. You have a baby and you are struggling with a mental illness. My God, take stuff off your to-do list. And I am telling you right now, thank you notes, off your list. Okay. Forget it. I didn't even do thank you notes. I did a few for Pippa's classmates when she had her fourth birthday party because I could stick those directly into the parent cubbies. But oh my God, like everyone else who came and gave her a gift, they did not get a note. Even my next door neighbors, like I even wrote the note and put it in the card and then I forgot about it. All I had to do was walk next door and stick it on the mailbox. Totally forgot about it. And you know what? I'm giving myself a free pass on that one. Get out of jail free. I'm out of jail. Okay. Like I found it the other day. It's like 3 months too late. I'm like, fuck it. And I threw it in the trash can because it's just like, whatever. I said thank you anyway when the dad was mowing the lawn. So that counts, right? Okay. So anyway, Postpartum Depression for Dummies. I'm trying to start a project and it's tough because I have kids and a book and a memoir, but I want to get copies of that book throughout the world into as many doctor's offices and mommy and me classrooms as possible, places where there's moms and dads with young kids who need information about postpartum depression but are maybe not getting it, or who just need to be aware that postpartum depression is this thing and we can talk about it and we can leave books about it out in public and it's not contagious. You're not going to get it from looking at a book title. And I love the Postpartum Depression for Dummies series because I just love the For Dummies books. They lay things out pretty simple and the information's actually decent. And no, if you're like the master of some obscure art or hobby, you probably aren't going to get anything from the For Dummies books. But I've read For Dummies books about California wine, football. That's American football. When I started dating Nathan, I was like, I kind of just want to know what a few of these words mean. And I kind of find it interesting, but not really. But I read a book on it. And the For Dummies series makes excellent bathroom reading. And I read like For Dummies for Sewing. So I love an American history. I love the series. And when I found out that there was Postpartum Depression for Dummies, I was like 4 or maybe 6 weeks out of the hospital for psychiatric care. And I saw that this book was on Amazon. I was just like brain blown. Holy shit. For Dummies wrote a book. That means there's a market for the book. That means there's other moms out there who actually want to educate themselves on postpartum depression. And it was just like just such a revelation to me. And I ordered the book and it became like, it taught me so much more about postpartum depression than my psychiatrist or psychologist ever did. And they weren't specialists. And I kind of wish I'd worked with a specialist in hindsight, but I did my best at the time, and that's who I got. And I learned so much from the book and just understanding the illness and the causes and the symptoms. And then it had so many treatment ideas. It was a really wonderful book, and it's written by Dr. Shoshana Bennett. And so soon after reading the book and getting a lot of help from it, I had the first tickle of an idea, like, this book should be in waiting rooms for pediatricians and obstetricians. And I keep thinking that this should. And I finally just this year was like, fuck it, I'm going to do that. And I've only left one copy, and I left it at Julian's. We took this Mommy and Me class, and they have shelves with parent resources, but I left a copy for the book. And I would like to encourage as many people out there to just buy a copy of the book and ask your pediatrician to keep it in their waiting room or your obstetrician. And I think with time, we can turn this into like the Gideon Bible of maternal mental health, that, you know, you go to a hotel, except in Las Vegas, there's going to be a Gideon Bible there. Last time we were in Las Vegas for a family gathering, I checked and we did not have a Gideon Bible, but anywhere else, any other hotel in the US, you are going to have a Gideon Bible. And I think that the Postpartum Depression for Dummies, or any book out there about postpartum depression that lays out like up-to-date current information, any of those books should be out there and readily available. So this is a form of advocacy that anyone can do. You buy yourself a copy of the book. It's like $11 on Amazon, or you can go and get a used copy for like $5 or $6 off Amazon. I bought several. Don't buy the used copies. Those are all for me, okay? And then you can just leave it. Or if you are somehow working in a profession with other moms, leave a note in there. Like, just print out a page and glue it into the inside cover and say something like what I'm going to start doing. I have several of these copies that I want to distribute. I'm going to put information, say, this was donated by Courtney Novak, the host of Adventures with Postpartum Depression, a weekly podcast and a book available soon wherever books are sold. And so it's free advertising. It's not free because you have to pay for the book, but it's a type of advertising. And in this world where there's so much like blah, 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 what a great way to advertise. So whether you're a doula listening, or you're a therapist, or you just run a support group and you'd love moms in your area to find out that there's a support group, how about instead of like driving yourself crazy with social media posting and where can you hang flyers, just leave one copy of one book with one pediatrician or obstetrician, and you don't even have to go out of your way. Just wait till your kid's next checkup or your next checkup. You should be getting your vagina checked every year, okay? I'm sure you're doing that, right? Even if you're not pregnant, still go in. You need to take care of yourself so you count. But offer the book to your doctor, and they may not even know the book exists, and they might be thrilled and like, oh my gosh, I should be giving this out and making sure this is in all my rooms. So this is a type of advocacy that, you know, a lot of you listening are listening to feel better and get through this, but you're also listening because you know something's wrong, that there's a stigma and that not enough moms know about this, and you want to figure out a way to make change. And this is a really easy thing you can do. Stop listening to the show or keep listening and just hop on Amazon and order one copy of the book and give it to one doctor. And that's all you have to do. And if you want to do more, I know Dr. Shoshana said that, so she's a mentor of mine, and she told me that if you give out 5 copies of Postpartum Depression for Dummies and take pictures of that and either send it to me at Courtney@ppdadventures.com or post it on social media and like post it on Instagram and with the tag PPD for Dummies, if you do that, she will give you a free 1-hour consultation, because she works with people who have postpartum depression, and she can give you an hour for stuff about advocacy work or about, you know, she could work with you or anyone else for an hour who has postpartum depression or a maternal mental illness. So that's just an added bonus in there to, you know, but I think it's just the thrill I got. I left the book with the class and it just felt so good. And so now, oh my God, I keep talking about this. I want to hit stop record and go. I keep telling myself to make a sheet, and I'm going to put it on my website too, so that you can take whatever I make and just tinker with it to make it look like however you want to put in your information. I'm going to put this all on the website, ppdadventures.com. And I just have so much energy today. I did Zumba for the first time in weeks, and that's a whole other episode there. You know, my favorite teacher, he got a real job, so he's not doing his Thursday morning class anymore. And I had a few weeks of, you know, going to Nebraska and me being sick and then Julian being sick, and I couldn't go, and I show up and suddenly my favorite teacher Gio's gone and he has a real job, and the new Thursday teacher sucks, and at least my version of sucks, and I walked out. But then I went to a class today and it was really fun, and I was there 45 minutes and then I couldn't stand it anymore, and I was like, I need to write and do my podcast. So I left at the 45 minute mark for an hour class. But hey, I got some exercise and I've got all this energy now. Also, that might be caffeine. I'm accidentally on caffeine again, and I probably should quit, but whatever. Okay, so PPD for Dummies. Go buy a copy and leave it out there. I just know this is going to be one of those projects that I have to, like, push out there for, like, the next 5 years, and then it'll build momentum, and other people will be leaving the book, and they'll be like, what a great idea. And also, I'm going to a baby shower next week for my cousin, and I am totally giving her a copy of PPD for Dummies as one of her gifts, because she should just have it laying around the house, and then she can pass it on when she's, like, a year postpartum and knows, like, oh my gosh, I'm totally in the clear here, or I'm doing great. She can pass it on, but I want her to have it for the year after the postpartum year. So, PPD for Dummies, share it with the world, or just give it at a baby shower and other moms will see that it's there. Okay, so, phew, let me go back to my notes before I end this. I am, in addition to finishing up revisions to my memoir, so anyway, I was talking about the memoir. Let's go back to that. I finished up a draft that I thought was okay and gave it to an editor last fall, and she came back with revisions, and I realized I had so much to learn about creative writing. I love writing. It's my great passion, but I was a lawyer and practicing lawyer for like 8 years. And the way you write as a lawyer is very different from the way you write if you're writing a memoir or novel. And I am a writer at heart. And after I get this book done, I intend to write novels and fiction. And so I just wanted to use this book to learn as much as I could. I didn't want to write a half-assed book when I knew I could write something much better. So I've been working on the revisions. And right now my deadline, my own personal deadline, is to get the book to my editor by August 1st. And I am indie publishing, self-publishing this book, which is another thing that has carried a stigma for years, but more and more authors are leaving traditional publishing or just not bothering and going straight to indie publishing, thanks to all the Amazon and other ebook platforms. And it will be available as an ebook, or you can buy a real copy and that will just get printed on demand. So I don't have to like take $20,000 and buy a bunch of books and keep them in my garage and beg people to buy them. It's just going to be a file, a digital file out there. And if you want your own physical copy of the book, don't worry, you'll get it. And I have lots of ideas for that, but first I have to finish the book. But I do know that when the book is done, I'm going to be giving away to anyone who listens to the show and subscribes to the newsletter, you will get your own free copy of the ebook. So if you want that, head over to ppdadventures.com and be sure to sign up for the email list. I do send the occasional newsletter, and since the podcast is going on hiatus, I'll try to actually send a few while I'm gone, and I will most certainly send a newsletter when I get the episodes when the fall season starts. But sign up now, and you know, and you can forget about it because you'll get an email in maybe early 2018, I hope. Knock on wood. Not a sound effect. I'm actually sitting at a wooden table. Doesn't that sound nice? So early 2018, maybe sooner, if like I don't need to do as many edits as I think after I give this to my editor, you'll get a link to get a free e-copy in whatever format you want. There's this great company, I think they're called Book Funnel. And so anyway, I want to get as many free copies out in the world. Make sure you're able to get your free copy, and then you can forward the link to whoever you think needs it, because I want this book to get out there to as many people as possible. I just want to help and share. So, and I want to make money. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, just the more the word gets spread and the more reviews I get on Amazon, the more the book will sell. And some people will start the e-copy and then be like, oh, wait, I need to underline stuff. So they'll order the print copy. So part of this is motivated by, I don't know what the word is for being nice when you're just like charitable. Like, yes, I just want to share the story. But then there's part of me who's like, no, I would like to make money off this. Like, you know, I'm sure part of Elizabeth Gilbert, when she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, was trying to help out people who were struggling with their life purpose and focus and, you know, finding their self and connecting with their self. But I'm sure part of her was like, I hope people buy this book and I make some money off it. And she did. And I would love if people buy this book and I make some money off it. So, whew, I will be running my support group through the summer. So if you're in the Pasadena or Southern California area, I'd love to see you. We meet Thursdays from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the family room. I had to cancel this week because I didn't have my babysitter and Julian woke up with 102 degree fever. So one of my goals for the support group is to cultivate a couple of co-leaders who aren't actually, who have no other job other than when suddenly I can't make it because life, they can make it and they can be there and facilitate. And I can even send them questions and stuff to do so that they don't have to do anything other than just be a warm body present so that the moms can gather. But I do intend in the fall to do an episode about support groups and how to start one, and because we need these peer support groups out there. And one mom who came a couple of times or maybe just once, but then went back to work so she couldn't come, is planning to start an occasional support group in the Pasadena area on Sundays. So I am excited to spread information about that and get it out there and go and be there at the first one. And I just, you know, there's someone else who attends my group who wants to start one, and she's always kind of worried that she's going to be like offending me. And I'm like, no, I want as many groups out there as possible. Maybe don't go with Thursdays from 1 to 2:30 because there is a group available and we want as many groups available. But if that's the only time you can do it, then that's the only time you can do it, because the more groups there's out there, the more choices, and then moms who are looking for support, they are empowered and actually able to make decisions. So that's that with the support group. And I'm still weaning off Zoloft. Nothing's changed since the update I gave in episode 45, so I won't really bore you on that. But it's I'm optimistic about it, and I've occasionally forgotten a dose and haven't had crashes. So I think I'm doing really well and excited to see where that goes. And speaking of excited to see where that goes, I did something big this week. So I'm recording this on a Friday, and a few days ago on Tuesday, I ended therapy. I told my therapist the week before that I'd had this thought for months that things were getting stagnant and stale, and that I felt like I had made all the progress I could in therapy for the time being, and that I wanted to end. And so my therapist thought I should come back for another session so I'd have time to really think about it. And that was annoying because it was more time for her to think it through, because I had been thinking about it for months slowly. And then once I made the decision, I really was like ready to be done. And there were a lot of different reasons. I think therapy is a fantabulous tool to have in your tool belt of mental health. But I think for me, it's one of those things that I will do, and then I kind of sort through everything, and then I'm done until I need it again. And that's where the adventure part comes in. And as you might get from the name of the show, I actually like adventure. And I'm excited for this because I don't know what's going to happen. I may feel like I may wake up tomorrow morning and be like, holy shit, I need therapy. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to contact my therapist, and we're going to set something back up. And we will make it work. And if we don't make it work, I'll make it work with someone else. And maybe I'll learn something new from another teacher. Because I had many, many teachers throughout my school years. And I had many crappy teachers, but I had many amazing teachers. And I learned different things from different teachers, and they weren't all the same. So I'm not scared about leaving my therapist because I can go back to her. But if we somehow can't make her schedule work with my schedule, I will make my schedule work with someone else's, and maybe I'll learn something fabulous and new and have some sort of growth that I wouldn't have if I stayed with the same therapist. So I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like I have to write a book someday called Adventures with Therapy that talks about what it has been like to be a therapy patient and to end therapy. And I don't know, maybe I'm just being, that's a little too much navel gazing for me. But that's what I'm doing right now, and it feels very right. And my therapist would ask why, and why do you feel like it's stale? And, you know, I would try to articulate it, and then I would say, like, it's really just my intuition, and I feel like I have to listen to my intuition on this and see what happens, because my intuition is usually, no, it's when I listen to my intuition, it's right. It just knows these things. And my intuition has been telling me for months now, you're good. You've done therapy and you will probably do it again, but right now don't. So that's a big thing going on in my life. And otherwise I am going to miss you guys over my summer break, but I'm going to get that memoir whipped into shape and give it to my editor, and then hopefully only have minor revisions to make. And I'll be back in the fall with lots of great episodes and interviews. And I'd love for you to stay in touch. Email me, Courtney@ppdadventures.com. And I'd like to hear how you're doing and what treatments are happening. Even if you don't, if you're not ready to interview yet, I still love hearing from you guys and any questions you have, or if you just have a story you want to vent, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not disappearing over the summer. I'm working on the memoir and I don't have time to schedule interviews, but I'm here and I'm still deeply concerned about you. And I'm still fighting to raise awareness about maternal mental illness and to crush the silly, silly stigma that attaches it. And I know we can do it. So postpartum depression and all maternal mental illness can feel incredibly lonely and isolating. I know I felt like I was the only mom in the history of the world who had ever felt that way, but I wasn't, and you're not. We're not alone. Thousands of other women are suffering right now, and thousands more have suffered. But working together, we can crush this stigma and make sure that women in the future, our daughters, have much easier access to information and treatment. And with proper treatment, you can and will make a full recovery. And you did nothing to bring this on yourself. Nothing. Nothing at all. This is just, I don't care. There's a lot of reasons for postpartum depression. The scientists have not fully pinpointed, like, this, there's this one cause, probably because there isn't. And there's a whole range of symptoms. It's a spectrum illness. But I don't care what your cause or what your symptoms, you did nothing wrong. I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful, kick-ass summer.